Track 5. A connected Camden community where people lead active, healthy lives. We all want to live and work in a place where we feel at home. Everyone benefits from living in an area where people trust and respect each other. It is not about everyone becoming best friends, but about creating enough connections to have a sense of community. It is also important that people have the opportunity to contribute to wider society through volunteering and taking an active role in local democracy. This section is about how to make Camden a place with strong connected communities and active citizens that lead healthy lives. Enabling people to take an active part in stronger local communities. Our goal is to strengthen the sense of community and give people more opportunity to take an active part in local life. Why this issue is important. A strong, respectful and vibrant community life is important for all of us as individuals and for our local democracy. We all benefit from a greater sense of community, and decisions are better if they are based more closely on people's needs and experiences of the borough. To achieve this sense of community, everyone's rights need to be valued and respected. It helps if we all have relationships that cross boundaries of neighbourhood, faith, ethnicity and other aspects of identity. People also need to be able to take an active part in local decision-making and in a strong, vibrant and sustainable voluntary and community sector. Camden is a particularly diverse borough. Almost a third of residents come from black or minority ethnic backgrounds. 1 in 10 of the population is Muslim, and there are significant new and refugee communities, including from Somalia. Over 90% of residents say that they enjoy living in such a culturally diverse place. We need to continue to foster a sense of respect, integration and community among our residents, and enable as many as possible to become active in our local community and democratic life. What is already being done? Camden has a vibrant local voluntary and community sector of more than 1,500 organisations, many of which are run by volunteers. Many residents are active members of local community life through local organisations, associations, networks and partnerships, although formal volunteering rates are still below the national average. The borough bucked the national trend in 2006 by having an increase in voter turnout at the local election. People's trust in institutions such as the council and police is increasing, and residents say that there is an increasing sense of community in their neighbourhoods. There are a range of forums that work to support and promote the interests of particular groups. These groups include the Camden Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual and Transgender Forum and the Camden Faith Communities Partnership. There are tenants and leaseholder groups, neighbourhood partnerships and a refugee forum that works for the inclusion of refugee communities. Education on citizenship is provided in all our schools, and school premises are becoming available to the wider community outside of school hours. Young people are also involved in school councils and the UK Youth Parliament. Here are some of the specific aims we are working towards. More people volunteering for at least 2 hours a week. More residents feeling that they can influence decisions affecting their local area. More people feeling that their local area is a place where people from different backgrounds get on together. Residents feeling a greater sense of connection to Camden. More people voting at elections. What people have told us. People showed a lot of support for everyone having a role to play in making Camden a better place to live. People also wanted to have more influence over local decisions and for there to be some form of youth council. People also told us that everyone should be able to participate, not just the vocal minority. We were also told that the English language is important to hold our diverse community together and that cultural differences needed to be recognised at the same time as promoting understanding. What the council and its partners will do. Bring decision-making closer to residents through area forums across the borough where people can influence decisions and public services on a range of local issues. Increase volunteering in Camden to above the national average. Foster community self-help and increase opportunities for intergenerational mixing. Set up new social cohesion advisory forum to promote more integrated and harmonious communities in the borough. Improve access to public and community spaces and buildings to facilitate greater interaction between diverse communities. Integrate new arrivals, including refugee communities, into local communities and democratic life. develop a youth council to promote the participation and engagement of young people in civic life and also explore options for younger children. How local people can contribute. Volunteering or joining a local group, service or society and encouraging them to reach out to all sections of the community. Voting in local, Greater London Authority, national and European elections and getting involved in political parties. Giving your views to your local councillor or MP on issues that matter to you. Talking to your neighbours. Improving well-being and health across the borough. Our goal is to ensure that the health and well-being of all Camden residents improves. Why this issue is important. Numerous factors affect our health and chance of illness. Many of these can be influenced by public services, such as environmental and housing conditions. The NHS is responsible for providing services to treat many conditions. However, other aspects of health can only be improved by people themselves, including stopping smoking and having an active lifestyle. More general well-being, including the opportunity to develop and have personal interests, is important for everyone. In Camden, we have a relatively high proportion of working-age people, especially adults aged 20 to 44 years, who are often balancing work, family commitments and social activities, which may make it difficult for them to connect to the local community. We also have other important sections of the population. Children and young people are the future of the borough, and their well-being is important to make sure they develop to their full potential. Older people, many of whom are living longer, want to maintain an independent way of life and to make an active contribution to the community. What is already being done? Every year the local director of public health assesses the state of health and well-being in the borough. The findings are published in an annual report that also sets out the initiatives in place to tackle them. There is strong evidence that we can have a significant impact on people's health through reducing smoking, reducing obesity, improving sexual and mental health, and by reducing the harm caused by alcohol. Camden also has a Children and Young People's Plan that focuses on maximising the life chances and choices for all our children and young people who live, learn and grow up in Camden. We also work through social care and in other ways to make sure older people maintain their independence and continue to get involved in the local community. Here are some of the specific aims we are working towards: reducing smoking, promoting healthy eating and physical activity, improving access to sexual health services, reducing the incidence of diseases like cancer and coronary heart disease, ensuring a range of services and accommodations are available to meet the needs and aspirations of an ageing population, minimising the incidence of child abuse and neglect, increasing the numbers of vulnerable adults living independently in their own homes, with support if need be. What people have told us. People thought they should be encouraged to take greater care of their own health, including getting involved in sport and physical activity. There was also some support for promoting healthy eating. There was a strong message from older people that they have a great deal to contribute to society as active citizens and that more should be done to avoid older people becoming isolated. Children and young people were particularly concerned with community safety, improving facilities for young people, sexual health, bullying and having the opportunity to contribute positively to Camden as a place to live, learn and grow up in. They also said that places to go in their free time were very important, but that cost could sometimes restrict them. What the council and its partners will do: take action to reduce smoking, promote healthy behaviour including healthy eating and physical activity, provide opportunities for everyone to stay healthy, keep learning and have full and active lives, maximise the life chances and choices for all our young children and young people who live, learn and grow up in Camden, work with people facing the disabling effects of physical or mental ill health so they can continue to make a positive contribution. How local people can contribute. Making changes to your lifestyle by walking more, undertaking more physical activity and stopping smoking. Making sure children and young people in your care have access to healthy food and take part in physical activity. Making the most of learning activities that families can do together, out-of-school learning and cultural and recreational opportunities. End of track 5.